Hello, this is my Lenten Diary for March the 11th, 2017. Today is Saturday in the first week of Lent. 2 years ago, my two sons and I enjoyed an all too brief but spectacular visit to the Grand Canyon. We arrived in the park well before sunup. We found our way to what we had been told via all the online reviews would be a fabulous place to watch the sunrise. It was still so dark that we navigated our way to the observation point using our cell phones as flashlights. We stood in the silence. It was in the upper 20s, so it was crisp morning. We stood in the silence. We were the only people there. And we watched as gradually the sun did what the sun does every day, thanks be to God. It made its appointed rounds and began to rise on the horizon. And we watched as light flooded the canyon. We watched as the rocks changed colors, reflecting the light, and bits of fog began to evaporate from the canyon floor. It's hard to describe how enormous the canyon is. If you haven't been there, pictures cannot do it justice. Suffice it to say, it is breathtaking. As I stood and watched the sunrise and watched this panorama unfold for me in the light of day, I became quite aware of my smallness, of how one person is swallowed up in so much space. It was easy for me to understand why this space, the Grand Canyon, has been viewed as sacred space by so many people who have experienced it, both the first people who experienced it, the native peoples of this part of the world, and visitors ever since. It makes you profoundly aware of your relationship to the larger world around you. And believe it or not, as I stood there, I was having two conversations in my head, this one that I've just alluded to of being a really small person in a great big world and in a great big solar system and in a great big universe. It's having that bit of feeling of insignificance. And I was remembering this passage from Psalm 139, which is assigned for us today from the daily office. And I'm just going to read these words from Psalm 139. Lord, you have searched me out and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You discern my thoughts from afar. You trace my journeys and my resting places and are acquainted with all my ways. Indeed, there is not a word on my lips, but you, O Lord, know it all together. You press upon me behind and before and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is so high that I cannot attain to it. Where can I go then from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I climb up to heaven, you are there. If I make the grave my bed, you are there also. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand will lead me, and your right hand hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will cover me, and the light around me turn to night, darkness is not dark to you. The night is as bright as the day. Darkness and light to you are both alike. Standing on the rim of the Grand Canyon, feeling the smallness that comes with being in such an environment, feeling the frailty and the temporalness of being human in the face of these ancient rocks, I was reminded again that I am not an unknown. I am not insignificant. I am not simply animated dust, but I am known. I am known by God. I am known more deeply by God than I can even know myself. And this God does not leave me to journey through the enormity of the world alone or in isolation. This God, to use the psalmist's words, presses in behind and before. This is the God who leads us through the night, with whom there is no shadow of turning or variation. This is the God for whom lightness and dark is all the same. This is the God who is with us wherever we go, whether we climb to heaven or descend to the grave. This is the God who is always as close as our next breath. And indeed, this is the God whose Spirit empowers us to breathe. It's an amazing and wonderful thing to begin to contemplate both the enormity of the world and our place in it, and the connection that God makes with each and every one of us, so that we are not lost in the enormity of the world, but we are found. We are found by the one who created heaven and earth. We are found by the one who flung the universe into existence. We are found by that one. We are redeemed by that one. And that one, the God who made heaven and earth and all that is in it, that God calls us beloved. Let us pray. Almighty God, who after the creation of the world rested from all your works and sanctified a day of rest for all your creatures, grant that we, putting away all earthly anxieties, may be duly prepared for the service of your sanctuary, and that our rest here upon earth may be a preparation for the eternal rest promised to your people in heaven, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.